At least one Supreme Court seat is at stake in November's general election. But in next week's primary here in New York, voters will choose candidates for the city bench. All this week, we're looking at who our judges are and why they matter. WNYC's Kat Aaron has the story of a woman failed and transformed by the courts.
We have an image of a judge. A black robe, a gavel, a glossy wood dais. Neutral. Even. Just. They're the embodiment of a system bigger than themselves. But the reality of the New York City courts is less ethereal. They hear millions of cases a year, and in every one, the judge has a chance to change a life. Tracy Jones's life was one of them.
My home, it was horrible.
She grew up in the Bronx in the early 80s. Her home was unstable and abusive, Jones says. She left.
And the streets got me.
At 16, she was trafficked by a pimp. She was arrested again and again for prostitution and drugs.
It's like I walked into the court. They threw me back in the streets. They threw me back on the corner. I come again.
No one asked why a teenager was working as a prostitute, she says. No police officer, no judge.
I didn't need to be thrown back in the streets. I needed help.
In 2001, Jones got clean and left sex work. But her past wouldn't stay behind her. She would apply for jobs and they'd call her in to talk about her record. Revisiting those dark times was draining, she says.
If people keep asking you about your past, when do you move forward?
2 years ago, a call from the Bronx Defenders gave her a chance to put the past behind her for good. They're a legal services group that takes a holistic approach to their clients' lives, sort of legal superheroes. They wanted to help Jones erase her record under a new state law for trafficking victims.
The next thing I know, my story is going to court.
Zoe Root was Jones's lawyer, and she decided to try something bold to get all 31 of Jones's convictions erased for prostitution and drugs. The drug use came from the trafficking, Root figured, but she wasn't sure if the judge would buy it. The judge did, Root says, and she gave a speech.
Basically apologizing to Tracy on behalf of the entire criminal justice system, acknowledging the fact that she had been wronged by all of the police officers who had arrested her and victimized her throughout her childhood.
The decision to vacate all the convictions, that was the judge's discretion. It's an example of how the approach and personality of an individual judge can matter profoundly to a case and to a person. For Jones, that apology meant everything. She asked if she could approach the bench and give Judge Linda Paus Lopez a hug, Root says.
And they held a long embrace in front of the entire courtroom.
When I asked Jones how that felt, she searched for the right words. The judge felt like a person, she said.
I felt caring from her. I felt like she truly was apologetic for me being wronged all these years.
After the hug, everyone just lost it, Root says. The court reporter had to take a break. She was crying so hard.
It was one of the more transformative and emotional experiences I have ever had in my life, inside or outside the courtroom.
This moment was one in a million. Usually, Root says, court is either brutalizing or numbing.
And it felt during Tracy's court appearance like all of the humanity that had been sucked out of every single other court appearance was suddenly flooding through the air vents.
Judge Sherry Klein-Heitler oversees the city's special courts, including the trafficking court that heard Jones's case. She sat on the bench in New York City since 1994, and she knows court is not often a happy place.
We recognize that the last place somebody wants to be is in front of us.
But every person in court still wants their story to be heard.
And I'm sure that person told that story to many different people, but they wanted to tell it to the black robe.
The black robe. It carries power to clear a record, to change a life. And for judges on New York City's Supreme Courts, it also carries a salary close to $200,000 and 14 years of job security. Tomorrow, we'll look at what makes a good judge, how people join the bench, and why it matters who sits there. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.